The running time for this Rain Hamcast podcast is 13 minutes 22 seconds with a 5-second pause after 6 minutes. There are 5-second breaks to reset Echo Link and All-Star timers about every 3 minutes, beginning at around 3 minutes.
Welcome to the Rain Hamcast podcast number 81 for December 10, 2022. I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
When I found out that Archive had this new project they were working on, the Digital Library of Amateur Radio, I'm just like, this sounds perfect for me because I know how to use the tools. I am very interested in ham radio. And honestly, I love the Internet Archive. Seemed like a dream job.
The thoughts of Kay Savitz, K6KJN, Internet Archives Program Manager, Special Collections. Rains Hap Holly, KC9RP, spoke with this new addition to the Internet Archive.
This is a project of the Internet Archive, which is a nonprofit online library, which has been around for more than 25 years. The Internet Archive is probably best known for the Wayback Machine, which is a tool that lets you see websites that don't exist anymore, or websites, what they used to say or what they used to look like. But the Internet Archive is much more than that. It's an online digital library that has more than 100 petabytes of information of all sorts. They got a grant from ARDC, the Amateur Radio Digital Communications Foundation, that supports ham radio activities all around the world. They give grants to further the aspect of ham radio. So Internet Archive got a grant from ARDC to create the ultimate online library all related to amateur radio, shortwave radio, and other aspects of radio communication. The Digital Library of Amateur Radio and Communications is a new project, only a couple of months old. I am the person who is curating the library.
What motivated you to get into the archiving business?
That's an interesting question, Hap. I have been archiving things for many years. One of my hobbies is old 8-bit Atari computers, and I have been interviewing people and archiving software and other information about these old computers for many years. And in doing that, I learned how to do it. I learned how to find people, how to use the Internet Archive and upload lots and lots of information.
How do you determine what you're going to archive?
The history of ham radio, as you know, as a hobby, is more than 100 years old, and there's so many aspects to it that it's hard to say no to it. Anything. I have a very long leash. People have offered me books and magazines to put online, podcasts and YouTube video channels and talks from ham radio conferences, recorded talks, call books and manuals. It's all fair game. Pretty much the only time I say no is if we already have something. The Internet Archive has high-speed scanners that can scan books in very little time without harming the books. Say you have a shelf full of ham radio books that you don't need anymore, you can donate them to Internet Archive. They are shipped to our scanning center in Fort Wayne, Indiana, where they are scanned and then kept by the Internet Archive. And then the digital versions of those books go online. And it works like a library. If we have one copy of a book, then we make one copy available online. And if we have two copies, then two people can read it, you know, simultaneously. You check it out to read in your web browser, just like a traditional public library works. In answer to your question, how do I choose? If it's a book that we don't have yet, and it's about ham radio or shortwave or even CB, and it seems interesting, I'll accept it and we'll get it put online.
How are you funded?
The ARDC Foundation, it's a private foundation, and they gave a significant grant to fund this project.
How much audio do you have in your library?
That's a really great question. I'm not sure I have the answer to that. First of all, your Rain reports, as we speak, they are uploading, and I'm uploading the episodes from 2004 to 2019, and that is about 800 episodes. So we haven't even gotten into the 90s and early 2000s. So I'm sure you have more than 1,000 episodes. So how much audio do we have? We have a lot of podcasts. I've been working on getting a lot of podcasts, some of which are still being produced and some of which are out of print, as you were, kind of legacy podcasts. So far, I've uploaded maybe, not including your stuff, maybe 2,000 episodes, and maybe they're an hour each. So That's a lot of audio. Most of them are spoken word in English. Some are in other languages. Some of the podcasts are in Morse code. If you want to practice your receiving code, there are entire podcasts that are nothing but dits and dahs for you to listen to.
I know that you have QSO Today, Eric Guth, 4Z1UG's archives, and those are over 400 hour podcasts.
Right. And there's Foundations of Amateur Radio is 388 episodes.
What about Newsline?
I don't have Amateur Radio Newsline yet. I want to. Trying to do these things and get permission and reach out and do these things the right way. Like I said, I've only been doing this a couple of months and I haven't talked to anybody yet. Some people I reach out to and say, hey, would you like to be included in this library? And some people like you have reach out to me and say, hey, I've created this amazing resource and do you want to include it? And I'll say, heck yes.
You're listening to an interview with Kay Savitz, K6 KSJN, the program manager for Internet Archive's Special Collections. Hap will conclude this conversation with Kay Savitz after station ID. This is Rain Hamcast number 81. We'll be right back.
If I were to drop dead tomorrow, my wife wouldn't necessarily know where the archives are. And the rainreport.com website, that costs a certain amount of money, and there's no point of her having to take that out of pocket if it's not being improved or added to. So that's what I thought. Well, I'm 71. I don't know how much time I'll be around. Maybe I'll be around another 8, 10, 12 years, maybe 8, 10, 12 days. Who knows? No one is going to continue. And this is part of the problem is there's so much of this stuff on ham radio that is done out of personal commitment as a volunteer activity. And when we are gone, who's going to do it? Probably nobody.
I completely agree. None of us are going to live forever. So it's great to be able to take anything you create and put it on a structure that's going to last longer, like Internet Archive. And then even if you do last forever, websites don't. You forget to pay the bill, or you don't renew the domain name, or people lose interest in the hobby and move on to other things. And this is a way to make sure that the stuff that you've created or that your listeners, you know, have created, if they have their own books or podcasts or anything, lasts a long time. Some of the people I've talked to have YouTube video channels where they make ham radio related content there. And that's great. But I say to them, YouTube can take your channel down for any reason or for no reason at all. And then it's gone. Well, those people have chosen to put a backup at the Digital Library of Amateur Radio and Communications, and we're not going to take your stuff down.
And that reminds me to remind you that there is a Rain Report channel on YouTube. It's only been there since I began producing the Rain Hamcast. Because of time commitments, there's really no time to add video to these audio programs. But there are a few talks that I have that actually have video attached to them because they're from the QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo. So I get permission for those.
That expo has agreed to let us mirror all of the videos that they're uploading to their YouTube channel as well.
Who has the storage?
The Internet Archive has the storage. They have more than 100 petabytes of information stored right now. They don't use the cloud. They don't use other services. They host it all themselves and back it up all themselves. Their main server is in San Francisco. They have an amazing office there in a building that used to be a church. And all the servers are in the back of the main church room near the pipe organ. 100 petabytes, last time I was told the number.
How many terabytes is that?
It's 1,000 terabytes in a petabyte. It's a lot of storage.
How far back do your archives go, and what are some of the archives that have gotten more readership or listenership than others?
One of the very first things that someone donated to me was a pile of Aviation Wireless News magazines, which was this magazine about the newfangled field of aviation and also the newfangled field of radio. These are some very old magazines from the early 1920s. One of the things that people, I think, are most excited about is we have a complete archive of 73 magazine, which you can read online or even download the PDFs of those. Before he died, Wayne Green donated his entire collection of 73 magazines to the archive, and they're all scanned and online. So that's pretty cool. We also have club newsletters from around the world. Ham radio clubs have said that we can archive their stuff. So we have material from, you know, many ham radio clubs in the United States, but also ones in the United Kingdom, a ham radio club in Malta, news bulletins from the South African Radio League. As you know, it's a worldwide hobby, and I'm trying to get representation of what people are doing through their newsletters from around the world. If people have newsletters that are already in digital format, it's fine. I can take the PDFs and get them online. That's super easy. And a few clubs I've talked to, they have their newsletters, you know, sitting in file cabinets on paper because they were made in the 1950s, 1960s, 1970s, and they've never been scanned. In that case, Internet Archive can take those. We can borrow them. We can scan it all at no cost to your club and make the scans available at the online library.
This has been a brief look at the Digital Library of Amateur Communications, DLARC, with Kay Savitz, K6, KJN, the Internet Archive's Special Collections Director. To see what's in the library as of now, visit archive.org/details/DLARC. Kay says it's growing, and it's not as organized as it will be. Kay is mainly focusing on gathering content at this point. I am pleased to announce the RAIN archives will be added to this ham radio library. You'll find a growing RAIN collection at https://archive.org/details/rain-report. Editorial note, we're in search of missing RAIN reports from the years 1992, 1998, 2000, and 2003. If you know the whereabouts of any RAIN reports from those years, we don't care how you got them, please contact Kay Savitz at kay@archive.org. You'll find the archive of RAIN Hamcast at https://archive.org/details/RAIN-Hamcast. All 81 biweekly podcasts are there. That's a wrap for this RAIN Hamcast podcast for December 10, 2022. RAIN founder Hap Holly, KC9RP, edits and produces this biweekly ham radio podcast without monetization. Your support via PayPal and your feedback on therainreport.com are appreciated. Copyright 1985-2022 RAIN, all rights reserved. RAIN programming is made available and is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivatives 4.0 International License. At creativecommons.org/licenses/by-nc-nd/4.0. You are encouraged to download, share, post, and transmit the RAIN Hamcast in its entirety via amateur radio. Thanks to Tom Shimizu, N9JDI, for posting a non-broadcast version of these podcasts via the RAIN Report channel on YouTube. Very 73 from Kent Peterson, KC0DGY. Keep on hamming.